VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A suicide bomb attack in southern Afghanistan has killed a parliamentary candidate along with nine supporters. The attack happened Tuesday, the day after Taliban terrorists warned that they would try to disrupt the upcoming national elections. The bomber targeted a campaign office in southern Helmand province. Witnesses expect the number of casualties to rise because, they said, the campaign office was crowded at the time of the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Saudi Arabia should support a thorough, transparent investigation into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The journalist has not been seen since entering the country's consulate in Istanbul last week. A Saudi source at the consulate denies Khashoggi was killed, but Turkish police said 15 Saudi nationals arrived aboard two private planes and entered the consulate at the same time as Khashoggi. Turkish officials have said Khashoggi was murdered inside the consulate, while Saudi Arabia says he safely left the building. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley will leave her post at the end of the year.
A lot of people are going to want to say there's a lot of reasons why I'm leaving. The truth is I want to make sure that this administration, the president, has the strongest person to fight. It was a blessing to go into the U.N. with body armor every day and defend America. And I'll always do that. I'll never truly step aside.
She made the announcement as she stood alongside President Trump. The International Monetary Fund says the escalating U.S.-China trade war will inhibit global economic growth this year and next. At a meeting Tuesday in Bali, Indonesia, the IMF predicted that everyone is going to suffer, as it says, as the U.S. and China, the world's two biggest economies, fight over tariffs and other trade issues. This is VOA News. Teams from both Korean militaries have begun clearing mines at a key battle site in preparation for north-south excavation efforts inside the joint security area within the demilitarized zone. The mine clearing is taking place as the two nations continue efforts to ease tensions. VOA Seoul correspondent Steve Miller reports.
A unit of South Korea's military continues removing landmines along the heavily fortified border with North Korea as part of efforts to reduce tensions and build trust with their counterparts. The project kicked off a week ago and is scheduled to continue through the end of November when the peninsula's frigid weather makes the ground too hard to continue their efforts. The 120-member South Korean team is removing landmines on the Arrowhead Ridge, or Hill 281, located in Chorwon, some 90 kilometers northeast of Seoul.
Police in Zimbabwe say they will stop planned protests in the capital against a new tax on money transfers. A police spokesman on Tuesday cited a recent order that outlaws public gatherings in Harare because of a deadly cholera outbreak. The UN Refugee Agency says it has had to severely cut aid of vital aid programs for millions of refugees this year because it has received only slightly more than half of the $8.2 billion it needs for its humanitarian operations. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
A record 68.5 million people are forcibly displaced worldwide, 25.4 million of them refugees. As the number of people displaced by conflict and persecution goes up, the UN Refugee Agency notes the money needed to care for them is going down. UNHCR spokesman Barbara Baloch says this is increasing the suffering of refugees and internally displaced people. With limited cash, he says priority has to be given to life-saving interventions, food, shelter, and health care.
Forecasters say Hurricane Michael will strengthen into a major hurricane by late Tuesday as it continues on its dangerous path towards the southeastern U.S. state of Florida. The National Hurricane Center says Michael is about 700 kilometers south of the popular resort town of Panama City. National Hurricane Center senior hurricane specialist Jack Bevan says Michael won't immediately die after making landfall in Florida. He says the storm has already caused damage in Mexico and Cuba. Forecasters say the storm could dump as much as 30 centimeters of rain. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.